I'm Marion Fawcett, a member of Fawcett Circus. I'm technically the ringmistress of Fawcett Circus. We have been in the business of the circus. We have toured Ireland for 133 years. And the first thing that put us off the road was COVID.
The first thing, and we're actually back on the road. We're here in Kilkenny, and we've got the circus all set up and we're socially distancing.
Yeah,
tell
perfectly.
Us, how has it been? How difficult has it been to get back?
It was very difficult during the lockdown. We survived two world wars, a rising and a civil war, and nothing stopped us. COVID came, they closed us down, all circuses, all fun fairs just closed us down dead. So for the 2 years we didn't tour at all, there was absolutely nothing happening within it. But luckily enough, this year, 2021, the Minister Catherine Martin came up with a live performance support scheme to try and help get light entertainment back up and running, because let's be honest, we all need a little bit of cheer. So we were able to do a short tour. We've done 10 weeks all around the country to the places that we would normally go to at this time of the year. And it has just been wonderful to be back. The restrictions, of course, were 50 people at the beginning of our tour. And that was the most difficult, I think, to perform to 50 people. But we're very serious about the social distancing and the COVID protocols to make it safe for everybody to come.
And the air is coming into the marquee.
Yes,
you've actually lifted up the canvas.
Yeah,
and we've got
our
seats.
You can see all the seats are all placed
very
in social
VIP,
distancing.
Isn't it?
Yes, darling. We decided if we're going to come back, we'll come back nicely. And if we only allowed 50 seats, we may as well have lovely 50 seats. So but what we did was we basically made it just, it's basically family and artists. So normally you would have staff, but because it was only a 10-week short tour, they didn't really want to come back for 10 weeks. So we decided just to do it as small as we can, the likes of Ariel and the artists who wouldn't normally be helping building up the big top and down. So everybody's multitasking. We've done it. We were amazed. 10 weeks, we've done it. The show is lovely as well as that, and everyone's knackered because we worked so hard.
You're working so hard.
Hi, I'm Edward Fawcett. I'm a fifth generation of the Fawcett family, and I'm the clown of the show.
And you're Otto the Clown.
I am Otto the Clown, yes.
Trying to get people to smile over the last year and a half. How hard has that been? I mean, we need clowns right now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Everybody needs a little bit of happiness in their life. It's been difficult to make people laugh, but they're coming and they're laughing, they're enjoying the show, and everybody's happy. That's what we're trying to do. When it's only 50 people, you can hear everybody. So you can hear everybody's individual laughter and clapping and appreciation for what you're doing. So it makes it worthwhile.
And tell me about the show.
We've got clowns. We have one of the best clowns in the world. My Uncle Johnny's Clown Fumagalli. So me and him are working together this year. That's been amazing.
Good morning. My name is Fumagalli, Clown Fumagalli. I'm Italian.
And you are a circus clown star, aren't you? You've won gold medals in the circus world.
Well, I won the Oscar from the circus world in Monte Carlo in the festival, the golden and silver and clown. To be a good clown, you have to born with it.
You've got to have that you certain
have to,
funny bone.
You're born with this gift to be a comedy, to have timing and improvisation.
How great is it to have the circus back?
To have it back is great. Well, to be a clown, I do like a parody of Busy Bee, Busy Bee, Give Me a Honey. I say, oh, hi, Otto, how you doing? Hey, do you like honey? Yes, you do, that's wonderful. Sit here on the throne, not here in the first floor. Imagine now you are the queen of the bee, and I'm the little working bee. I fly from flower to flower. I get all the honey. I come back here, I do 1, 2, 3, and you have to say, Busy Bee, Busy Bee, give me your honey.
Busy Bee, Busy Bee, Busy Bee, give me your honey.
Yeah, and then I spit all the water in your face.
And we can hear a little bit of banging. There's a bit of maintenance going on, and it's all hands on deck. The whole family's involved in the circus.
Yes, there's always something to be done.
The warmth and welcome from people when we came back to the towns that we visited. Like for the Coast Run, we've actually done exactly the same towns at nearly exactly the same time for 85 years. You know, like a calendar, you could set it.
Wow.
So we have people who come at that time every year, and they said it was so strange you weren't there. It's just wonderful for you to be back. And that makes it worthwhile to do it. Plus the fact my mother, his grandmother, was 90 this year. And my mother spent her entire life on the road touring with circuses. She came to Ireland in 1952, met my father and married him and never left. So her whole life has been touring. She found the lockdown extremely difficult, and I was extremely worried about her. So one of the reasons when the opportunity of the grant came up, I particularly said, let's do it to get her back out on the road. And the transformation on her has been wonderful. So, you know, I know she, a lot of the older people suffered very badly during the lockdown, and it was the depression. And she's back to like the same, you know, woman that we know, delighted to be back on the road, saying we're back. I was worried about our name. People need to know where we are.
My name is Aurel Nagu. I'm a circus performer from Romania. I work together with my girlfriend. We do quick change act and aerial struts. It's like the rings in the gymnastics. I love heights. I love playing around.
You did miss it, didn't you, when it wasn't
on? Yes, of course. The last 14 months was terrible. We didn't perform for 14 months, and now, because we are back, it's like we feel alive again.
Absolutely great to be back. And you can't beat live entertainment, especially in a circus. Like, there's nothing. You can watch it on TV, you can watch it on TikTok, you can watch it whenever you like, but to actually sit in a seat and watch someone on the top of a wheel of death skipping and doing somersaults, really, you have to see it live to get. That's the whole thing. We always try in circus to give skills, thrills and laughter, and that's what it's all about. You don't get that in any other entertainment in the world except in circus.
And I can hear an emotion in your voice there.
Oh, absolutely. Don't forget, you have the responsibilities of all your forefathers. Like, I'm fourth generation, he's fifth. We're into six generations. So they survived everything, and they did it, and they kept it going. So that sits on your shoulder to make sure that you do the same and you keep it going. And it has to get better and bigger, and, you know, and that's what you strive towards doing.